Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's just a blessing and an honor to be before you this morning. We just thank God for another day. And life is something that we can't take for granted because time is so precious. And once it's gone, we can't get it back. I was just thinking about that the other day. That's one thing we can't get back, time. And once it's gone, that's it. And you look around and 20, 30 years done blew past you. And you like, what in the world? What happened? So that's why it behooves us to get right. To get right, get lined up. Get lined up with the will and the plan and purpose of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for our lives. Because there's souls hanging in the balance. Because we're not doing what we should be doing and we're not in the place where we should be at. There's souls that are depending on us, that we've been assigned, that needs to hear the gospel, that needs to hear how the Lord brought us through, that needs to hear how the Lord is still sustaining us and keeping us and holding us in the palm of his hand, that he's never forsaken us, he's never left us through it all, no matter what we've been through. The Lord has been right there with us once we are born again. We are reconciled back into the body, into the family of God. So we have to be, that's a prerequisite. We have to be born. We must be born again. We've been born once of the flesh in the natural, but we have to be born of the spirit. So that's a prerequisite for Christ to be our Lord, for Jesus to lead us and guide us by his Holy Spirit. And to know that we will spend eternity with him. Because time is short here on this earth. We don't have the time we think we have. We keep saying that, I'll do that when I do this. And I'll come in and I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. Soon as I get myself together. You can't get yourself together. Huh? You need the Holy Spirit, the strength and the power of Jesus to do what you've been called to do, to live this life. And walk by faith, you need, the only way we're going to be able to live holy and to do what lines up with this word, what Jesus commanded us to do, is by the help of the Holy Ghost. That's the only way. In our natural strength, we can't do it. So we're going to have to receive him as our Lord and Savior. We're going to have to come in. We're going to have to come in because we don't have that time. Because you're here right now and gone in a few minutes. And we don't know when, we don't know where, and we don't know how. Only thing we know is that if Jesus tarries, we all must go that way. Most gracious and eternal Father, we come right now in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, seeking mercy. Lord God, because it is mercy that suits our case. Lord, we've all messed up somewhere along the line. Lord, but we just thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Lord, just look down on us right now, Lord God. Oh, incline thine ear and hear our cry, Lord. Our cry is that you would forgive us for our sins, Lord, and meet our greatest need to have a more closer, more intimate, more personal relationship with you, Lord Jesus, that your Holy Spirit will fill us and be our comforter, be our guide. Lead us into all truth. Lord, we just thank you right now for the Holy Spirit, Lord God. We thank you for that comforter. Lord, we ask that you just bless the bereaved families on this morning, Lord. Those who have lost loved ones, Lord. We know their hearts are heavy right now, Lord God, but you're not a God that you make any mistakes, Lord. just give them peace and comfort, knowing that if they are, if they pass in you, Jesus, if they were in Christ, that they are with you now. Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And we just thank you right now. Lord, just let your Holy Spirit creep into the crevices, Lord. In all the places that this voice is going out, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you would draw them right now, Lord, by your Spirit. Because they can't come unless the Spirit of God draws them. Lord, break up the foully hard ground, Lord. Give them a heart of flesh, Lord, that is pliable for the Master's use, Lord. Just touch right now this morning in a mighty way, Lord God. We know that you're able to do it, Lord, because you've kept us thus far. Oh, Lord, we just thank you right now for being our God. Oh, we thank you for being our way maker, our bridge over troubled waters. Lord, we thank you for your divine healing being poured out right now on all those that are sitting on their bed of affliction. Lord, somebody didn't sleep last night. They've been toiling all night, body racking with pain. Lord, but we ask that you just pour out your healing virtue right now, because we know that you have more medicine in the hem of your garment, Lord God, than all the physicians in the land. Just touch them right now, Lord. Just a touch from you and everything will be made whole. That's what the woman with the issue of blood said, Lord. Just a touch from the Master's garment. Lord, we just thank you right now for touching this morning, Lord God. We're reaching out this morning for your garment. We're reaching out, Lord God. We've toiled, Lord, and we tried everything, Lord, but we want to try you this morning, Jesus. Have your way, Lord God. Take authority over these airwaves. Let the seeds of your word fall on fertile soil, germinate and come to life, Lord, that you will get the praise, you will get the honor, and you will get the glory. Lord, we can't do it without you. Lord, we can do nothing without you. Lord, we're at your mercy right now. We're at your mercy. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way. Bless the men and women who make this happen in this radio station, Lord God. Oh, continue to anoint them, Father God. Continue to give them provision for the vision, Lord. Give them strength, Lord. Prop them up where they're leaning. Build them up where they're torn down, Lord. We just thank you right now for the men and women who come through here preaching, teaching, ministering, singing your songs and hymns. Lord Jesus, just continue to anoint the voices, Lord God. Continue to speak through them, to them. Thank through them, Lord Jesus. Let them hear none of us but all of you. Let them see none of us but all of you, Lord Jesus. Just have your way, Lord God. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're picking up where we were last time in 1 Corinthians 4. And it was so much meat on that bone, I couldn't finish it. I knew I wasn't going to be able to finish it. But I'm going to pick back up on it in verse 12. I'm reading from the King James, but I'm going to expound a little bit from the Amplified. And it reads as thus, "In labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. Being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world and are the offscouring of all things unto this day. I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. For this cause have I sent unto you Timothy, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church." Amen. Amen. And Paul is letting them know that, look, y'all seem like y'all have arrived, but we haven't. We haven't arrived because we're still toiling. We're still toiling. We're still walking in humility. And we're not puffed up. We're not walking in pride. we don't think we all that in a bag of chips, because no matter how long we're on this earth, on this assignment, it's a constant learning experience. We're learning, we're growing, we're coming into maturation, spiritual maturity. So we're steady growing. We will never know it all. At any time you think you have arrived, you're a fool, because you will never know it all. You will never understand it. It's being revealed to us daily as we get into this word and we spend time in this relationship that we have with the Lord, which you should have a relationship with the Lord as you commune with the Holy Spirit. We're growing. We're being built up in our most holy faith when we speak in tongues, because the Holy Spirit, we don't know how to pray as we ought. We don't know how to pray as well, but the Spirit itself make intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So when we're speaking in our heavenly language, the Holy Spirit takes that and brings it before the throne the way it should be presented, because we don't know. That's why I say we can do nothing outside of the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us and teaching us and bringing it to our remembrance. We can't do nothing without Jesus. We need His Spirit on the inside of us to help us through this journey. And this is what Paul is telling them. We haven't arrived. We haven't arrived. And y'all walking around like y'all have arrived, but y'all haven't. Y'all haven't arrived. And right now we working with our hands. You know, we laboring. We being reviled, but we bless. Huh? We being reviled, we being rebuked, but we blessing folk. We blessing folk. They're cursing us, but we're blessing them. And we're being persecuted, and we suffer it. We suffer it as a good soldier. And we being encouraged because we know that our reward is great. And we know that we're going to go through on this side of the chain of Jordan. But in the end, we win, because it's a fixed fight. So we have to walk by faith, and we have to take it. You can't have no thin skin being Christ-like, being a Christian, being born again, being a son and a daughter of the Most High. You can't have thin skin. You got to have thick skin, because you can't be offended and let that throw you off the assignment and the plan and the purpose. And you can't be walking in unforgiveness, because we have to forgive, because we can't afford for God not to forgive us. So we must forgive, because if we don't forgive, then He ain't going to forgive. And I don't know about you, but I can't afford it, because I've been a wretch undone. And I need the Lord Jesus to apply that blood to cover me, because I've messed up. I've come short. And the Bible said we've all come short of the glory. We've all messed up. So we have to walk, excuse me, in humility. And being defamed, we entreat. They defaming us. They talking about us. They said all manner of evil and wicked stuff and just trying our character, you know. They defaming us. But we entreat them. We entreat them. We delight in our presence among them, because we are on assignment. And we hate the sin, but we love the sinner. And that's how God is with us. So we can't turn our nose up at folk when we see them come in to the sanctuary, because we've all been ex-somethings. Ain't none of us been perfect. And a lot of us still struggling with some stuff. So we can't turn our nose. We got to remember where we was and when we came in, how they received us. And it's a hospital for the sick. Because if we all had it together, we wouldn't be in there. We ain't perfect. And ain't no perfect sanctuaries. Ain't no perfect gathering places. I'm not saying church, because we are the church. But it's not perfect, because if it is a perfect place, when we go in there, it ain't perfect no more. Because we all flawed. And that's why we need continuous forgiveness, and we need to be humble, and we need to come before the Lord. We need to stay before Him, because we mess up. But He's a forgiving God. He forgives us over and over again. And Somewhere in the Bible it says that we should forgive our brothers. When the apostles asked him, 70 times 7. And that was talking about one day. That's 490 times in one day. So we can't walk around with no unforgiveness. So we got to let it go. Let it roll off your back like water off a duck's back and keep it moving, because we ain't got time. Time is precious, and it's going so fast. If you just look at how quick these weeks go by and the months and the years, it goes by really fast. So we don't have time to walk around with this foolishness, you know, holding grudges and unforgiveness and all this malice and hate. And we don't have time for that, because it's only eating us up inside, and it's causing a lot of sickness in our bodies because we're holding all that stuff. We got to release it. Let it go. Give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus, because he's saying we like the filth of this world and the offscouring, and we got all of that. And the way they're talking about us, like we scum on the bottom of somebody's shoe. And this is how they was acting. But the offscouring, they would often, like in Athenian time, ancient Athenian times, they custom was to take certain worthless persons into the sea in case of a plague or a famine, saying, be our offscouring, and in the belief that they would wash away the nation's guilt. And it's almost like a scapegoat, where Israel used to, you know, the priests used to tie all the sins, put all the sins on the scapegoat and send it out into the wilderness. You know, it was like a sacrifice. But Jesus is our sacrifice. Jesus is the one who paid the ultimate price. So we don't have to sacrifice nobody else, especially not no humans, for our wrongdoings or something we may do, or some plague or famine or something that may come on us because we're not living right, and it's judgment coming on us. Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice for everything. He covered it all. So we don't have to have nothing else. We don't even have to have a high priest to go in to the Holy of Holies for us. Because when Christ was on the cross and he gave up the ghost, the veil was rent, and it was thick and it was high, and it was rent from top to bottom. So no man can say they done it, because it's humanly impossible. So God did it. So therefore we can come in to the throne of grace anytime. God is available. We can come to him in the name of Jesus at any time. So we don't need a man to go before for us. We can go for ourselves. So this is what he was saying. Look, you know, you don't need that no more. You know, and I'm not writing these things to shame you. No, I'm not doing this to shame you. But I'm chastising you. And I'm bringing a rod of correction. I'm really rebuking you. You're my sons and my daughters. I'm your spiritual father. And that's how we are with our kids. We have to chastise them, because if we spare the rod, we spoil the child. And that's why a lot of our communities are the way they are now, because we spared the rod and spoiled the child. And they're doing what they want to do, because it all starts at home. We can't expect the school system nor the sanctuary to raise our kids and instill in them. It starts at home, because whatever is taught or not taught at home is going to reflect when they go out in the community. And when we was coming up, my mother, it started at home, and daddy was always working, so mama was the one who most of the time, she wouldn't spare that rod. I'm telling you, she'd put it on you. We could be in church, we could be in the grocery store, wherever you was, she was going to straighten you out. But that was a blessing, because that let us know that there's boundaries, you have to be disciplined, and you can't just act no any kind of way. And because we were representing her and my father, and we are representing Christ, so we can't act no any kind of way, and we can't do no anything. We can't go no any place, because if we're in some of those places, we need to be in there trying to pull some of them out. You know, I'm not saying we can't go in no places where a lot of heathens at, because how else we going to save them if we don't go in them places? So we have to go. We have to go ye therefore and pull them. But the thing about it is, we have to still be in character and still be ambassadors for Christ. We are representing him. We are his examples here on this earth realm. And he said, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. I'm warning you because you're my children. And I don't want to see you come into destruction. I'm warning you because I love you. Huh? For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, you got instructors, you got teachers, you got preachers, you got prophets, they all over the place. Yet have ye not many fathers, for I am your spiritual father. For in Christ Jesus have I begotten you through the gospel. It was in the name of Christ that I come to you teaching and preaching. And we talked about earlier, not with swelling words, excellency of speech, but I came with the pure, unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm your spiritual father. Huh? I'm your spiritual father. For I have begotten you. I have drawn you in with the gospel. The gospel will do it all by itself. Just give them the word. Give them the good news of Jesus Christ. The death, the burial, and the resurrection. Give them the gospel. What thus says the Lord. And it will draw. It will draw. You don't have to add to it. And you don't have to take away from it. Just give them the word. Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. Do as I do. Be examples. As I'm following Christ, y'all follow me. If I'm not following Christ, then y'all don't follow me. Huh? But I'm an example to you. I'm your spiritual father. I'm seasoned. Huh? I'm seasoned because I've been through. I've been through trials. I've been through tribulations. And I'm still standing in faith. I'm still walking by faith. And I don't know nothing. He said it earlier. Save Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's what I'm preaching. I'm preaching Jesus. I'm not preaching Paul. I'm not preaching Apollos. I'm not preaching Timothy. Huh? But I'm preaching Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus because he gave it all for us. He sacrificed everything for us. And this is what Paul is telling them. Look, I beseech you, I beg you, brethren. And I beg you, brethren. He didn't put brethren in there, but this is what he's saying. Brothers and sisters, I beg you. You're my sons and daughters. I beg you, pay attention. Be ye followers of me. I'm following Christ. Do as I've done. I've been a good example. Even though I've been persecuted, I've been beat, I've been talked about, but I'm still staying the course. I'm not getting caught up in the politics. I'm not getting caught up in being offended. I'm not holding any grudges. No, I'm letting all that go. I'm staying focused. And nothing's going to discourage me from doing what I'm supposed to do. My body might be racking with pain. I may be tired. Huh? I may not understand it. But my eyes are fixed on Jesus. And I don't know nothing save him crucified. Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's all I know is that he paid the price for me. When I couldn't save myself, he saved me. And he's keeping me alive. My hands, my feet, my mind. He's working through me to reach others. And so that's all I know. And that's all I'm going to preach. And that's all I'm going to teach is Jesus Christ and him crucified. So pay attention, y'all, because time is winding up. We don't have the time we think we have. And once time is gone, it's gone. Because if you close your eyes and you haven't received him as your Lord and Savior, it's too late. It's too late. And the blood is not warm in your veins. It's too late. You can't go back and change nothing. And just like the man that was in hell and he trying to get over there and warn his brothers, no, it don't work like that. Because God has ambassadors, and he has the fivefold, and he has born-again believers that are telling folk about Jesus. You can hear the gospel anywhere. You can hear the gospel in a service. You can hear the gospel on the radio. You can see it on TV, word of mouth. The gospel is being preached everywhere. So you will have no excuse. And that's the whole key to it. There will be no excuse. And Jesus said that's when the end gonna come, once the gospel is being preached everywhere. So guess what? Time is winding up. And with technology the way it is, the gospel is going everywhere in their translations, even in Bibles. So we know time is getting close. So it behooves us to pay attention. And that's all Paul was telling the church, excuse me, the church at Corinth. Pay attention, y'all. Pay attention. Follow me as I follow Christ. For this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, which is the same thing as Timothy. I'm sending Timothy to you. I can't come to you right now, but I'm sending Timothy. He's my son in the ministry. He's my spiritual son, just like you guys are. Huh? I established y'all. I set y'all up. And y'all don't need to deviate from the plan and the purpose that God has for y'all. Stay the course. I'm sending Timothy to remind you. I'm sending Timothy. And Timothy, who is my beloved son, he's my son in the faith. He's my son, my spiritual son, and a he's faithful in the Lord. Timothy has been faithful. He's an obedient son. And I know that you, my sons and daughters in Corinth, will be obedient too. That's why I'm giving you a wake-up call. I'm pulling your coattail. You've been obedient, but you just got sidetracked a little bit. And I'm sending another brother, another one of your brothers, I'm sending him to remind you. He's faithful in the Lord. He's still walking the straight and narrow. He's doing what he's supposed to do. He's following my example. He's following my lead. And I'm sending him to you, who shall bring you into remembrance. He's going to jog your memory. He's going to bring to your remembrance. That's the same thing the Holy Spirit does with us. He brings to our remembrance. And Timothy's coming. He's going to bring to your remembrance my ways, which be in Christ. And, you know, as I teach everywhere in every church, I'm still on the mission. I'm still on the mission. I'm still preaching the gospel. I'm going everywhere. To everybody. But Timothy coming to remind y'all and help y'all get back on track. So pay attention, listen to Timothy, and he's going to remind you of my ways, because it seemed like y'all got a little discouraged and y'all taking matters in your own hands. So pay attention, remember, listen to Timothy, because he's going to lead you the same way I've been leading you. He's going to remind you of my ways, which are Christ's ways. So just be encouraged today. Be encouraged and look to Jesus. He was our example. He never sinned. So until next time, just remember, we love you. We're praying for you. Keep the faith. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen.
Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed is the name of the Lord. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. My brother, my sister, I believe the Lord is asking, what is your testimony? What can you testify to? Now, do not get too theological about it. It is simply, if you are not dead, then you are not.